At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Two things I don't play about, my eats and my beats. And McDonald's, the top contender of flavor in all the foods you love, is mixing the two together. It's the 6th annual DJ Flavor Battle. The hottest DJs from across the country are chopping it up their way. So head over to FlavorBattle.com to vote for your favorite DJ to win. They could be from your city. Go vote at FlavorBattle.com now. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. Ends October 30th. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Official rules, how to enter, and prize details at FlavorBattle.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Cubs' arrow is pointing up, and team president Theo Epstein says the flexibility will soon be there to get even better.
We all have an aggressive mindset, and we're even hungrier now after getting close but not getting all the way there. So whether it's Tom or the business side guys or us in the baseball front office, we want to do everything that we can to improve the club. We just have to sit down and look at what the numbers are and be strategic about it, because we're going to have more resources looking forward a few years than we necessarily have right now.
Epstein's, the big league boys.
Epstein says they will look to add at least another starter for next year, and also the entire coaching staff has been invited back for 2016. As for the Mets, they're on to the World Series. That starts Tuesday. ALCS still up in the air. Game 6 tomorrow. Royals lead the Blue Jays 3-2 in the series. Multiple reports say Bears defensive lineman Jeremiah Ratliff was escorted from Halas Hall by team security yesterday following a tense exchange with GM Ryan Pace. Lake Forest police were also seen on the premises after the incident. Ratliff was cut by the Bears today. The team then signing Ziggy Hood. Blackhawks hosting the Panthers tonight at the UC. Corey Crawford will get the start in goal. Brian Bickell not going to play. He is a healthy scratch. Derrick Rose did participate in some practice today with contact. He's coming back from an eye injury and hopeful to start in the season opener, which will be on Tuesday. NFL is on the score tonight. Seahawks will take on the 49ers. Our broadcast starts at 7. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And join Boers and Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour tomorrow at Fatty's Pub in DeKalb from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. 670 weather, partly cloudy tonight, low of 53, cloudy tomorrow with a high of 70. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the radio home for Bears fans, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are less than you think.
Everybody I knew here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Want to go with me?
No. Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitches back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yeah. Steve Stone.
I said, honey, we're not going to cut back this year because this is going to be a fun season. Right.
Yeah, it was a real fun season.
Yeah. Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Steve Stone is presented to you by Sport Clips Haircuts. Help fund scholarships for U.S. veterans. Donate to the Help a Hero program at a Sport Clips near you. He is on Twitter at Steve Stone. And he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, Steve, there is something about the finality of not just a four-game sweep, but a four-game sweep that looked like that, to take a terrific season by the Cubs and end it in a way that doesn't leave a whole lot of questions, at least in that particular series.
No, there's no doubt that the Mets outplayed the Cubs in every aspect of the game, and that's one of those things that happens. I think what Joe Maddon is going to do and what he should do, and the only way to handle this, if you're the Chicago Cubs, is simply, number one, you made it farther than you thought you were going to make it when the season started. I mean, that's certainly a big factor. Number two is the end result at this point doesn't matter any longer. What you do is take a look at how you got there and try to figure out how to repeat a whole lot of it next year. And the end, it came because you, quite frankly, scored 8 runs in 4 games. You also had a lot of your deficiencies that showed up, as they will, if you play continuous baseball. And one of the things that that they realized, and I feel bad for Schwarber only in that he really isn't a left fielder, and he didn't have a whole lot of difficult plays during the course of the season, but it did appear that many difficult plays, line drives just barely over his head, sinking line drives that continued in front of him, balls that he had to dive on that he couldn't judge. He's not a left fielder. It's really not his fault. He hadn't played that much in left field, and so you can understand the thinking of Joe Maddon, and that was simply, we need some runs. We have to score some. This is a guy who is a huge offensive force, so we have to have him in the lineup. But Joe spent the overwhelming majority of his career in a league where you could make up for a guy generating some runs by not playing him in the field. That's not the case in the National League, and he was forced to find a position. And I think unless they work diligently with Kyle Schwarber, he's not going to go out there every day and help you all that much in left field. I have no doubt he is a major league hitter and will continue to be and probably hit 40 home runs. The question is just exactly where is that going to be? And that's going to be answered, obviously, by Jed Hoyer and Theo Epstein.
Now, Stoney, I know the last 4 seasons you've kept your eye on what the Cubs were doing as an organization, and it started with that unique idea of tearing it all down and building it from the ground up once again. How do you evaluate the process that they've gone through and to get to this point right now?
Well, Matt, I think it's been outstanding. I think when Theo came in, he realized, as a lot of people before him, and some who actually mentioned it directly to Tom Ricketts, said, you've got to tear it down and start from the ground up, and the fans will buy the rebuilding idea if you phase it correctly. And that simply is that you're going to rebuild this because it's never been built on a sound foundation, which will allow you consistent performance and consistently being relevant in the pennant chase. And to do that, you have to start with a sound foundation, which comes from your minor leagues. Yes, you can buy the occasional free agent, but first of all, you have to develop young players at key positions that will be with you for quite some time at a reasonable price. So when you go out and you buy free agents, you're not, you know, you're not breaking that payroll and burning it down to the ground with some very expensive guys that are not going to get the job done if you don't have the sound foundation around them. And that's exactly what Theo did. I think when you take a look at what's happened with them, you see perhaps at least some sort of a guideline of what should probably happen, not necessarily the complete rebuilding, because I think a lot of the foundation is there, but I think you're seeing what should happen on the south side of town to a certain extent. Now, they've got some guys that actually are in position to really help this ball club. The Cubs, conversely, when Theo started, really didn't have anybody. Didn't have a minor league system, didn't have really too many people in the major leagues who could help them, and he had a vision. And his vision was, let's start from the beginning and build it, and when we do, we'll get to the point where we can add a free agent. Well, that moved up a little bit when John Lester came and became available. They needed a veteran pitcher who could be there and have postseason experience, because they had a lot of young pitchers. And so they got that guy. That guy told a lot of the young pitchers how to do it. Then all of a sudden, everything just worked out exceptionally well for them as far as their young guys were concerned. So I think they did it really well. And you're seeing the fruits of it. And I think you're going to see a better team next year for what they went through this year.
It's easy to say, yeah, just do what the Cubs did. But not only did they lay out their plan and tell you exactly what they were going to do, that's the easy part to say. And of course, they wouldn't be the first team to say, here's what we plan to do. But right. The fact that it came together a year early, the fact that people thought they could win 85 games this year, they won 97 games this year. And it's rare. They might win 92 next year, but it's rare for a team with this kind of continuity to establish that win total and backslide too much. You know, there have been, and Terry and I talked about it too, there have been any number of front offices that have said the same things, but haven't been able to hit on the draft picks. So when you talk about, I don't think it's a secret that the White Sox or any other team could say, yeah, here's what we're going to do. But do they have the people in place to identify the right ways to draft? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't even know if their scouting system is the same, if they're up to speed with the same kind of computer power, or if any of the infrastructure is in place to take advantage of even a well-conceived plan.
Well, look, there's a whole lot of things that have to come into play before you can say, okay, this is great, and this is exactly how it will work on a yearly basis, and it can work someplace else. You know, understanding that the Cubs did have 107 years of luck saved up, and finally they had a whole lot of luck this year. And I say that because nobody thought that Jake Arrieta would go from a 10-game winner to a 22-game winner. Nobody thought that they would bring up Bryant. They knew he would be pretty good. They didn't think he'd bring him up that early, and they didn't think he'd drive in 99 runs. They didn't think that Kyle Schwarber would be up quite this quickly and make that much of a difference as he made during the course of the year. He made a tremendous difference. They knew Addison Russell was going to be good. Did anybody believe he was going to be the starting shortstop when the season got about two-thirds of the way? No, they didn't. There were so many things that happened correctly. Did anybody believe that maybe the greatest slide in the history of the Cubs, certainly a recent vintage, was the one that Anthony Rizzo made that took out the heart and soul of the Cardinals, Yadier Molina? He did that at a play at the plate. It wasn't his fault. It wasn't a dirty play. It just was a coincidence, and it took Molina out of the equation, and the Cubs were able to beat St. Louis, largely because Molina wasn't around. He was a non-factor. Same thing happened with Coughlin's play at second base. A clean play, but he took Gung out of the equation. Gung was a terrific player, almost a 300-hitting middle infielder that was a big part of that offense, and the Cubs took Pittsburgh out. They had a lot of things go right for them. What happened was when they ran in, and I thought the Dodgers in Game 5 were going to take out the Mets. And I said at the time, I think the Dodgers win Game 5, but I think the Mets would be a tougher matchup for the Cubs because their rotation doesn't go too deep. It goes four deep, and that's exactly what happened. They gave up 8 runs in the 4 innings. But I agree with you that everybody tries to do approximately the same thing, but they don't have the same results. I think what happened is the Cubs have tremendous evaluators. I think they did a great job. They came in with a guy that won a couple of World Series and proved that he could get the Boston Red Sox over that curse kind of thing, which I don't believe in anyway, but put together pretty solid baseball teams in Boston. Theo was the right man for the job at the right time. Then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, miraculously, Joe Maddon becomes available. And Joe Maddon, the perfect manager for a young team, a positive manager with off-the-wall ideas, comes in, and he's there and he's available. A lot of things went right. And you have to be very good. You have to be a little bit lucky, and you have to have a lot of things go right. They all came together this year to make the Cubs the Cubs. At the end of the day, they just ran into a very, very good Mets team, and you saw the result. But I don't say they're going to win 97 games next year, but I do believe they'll be a better team because I know they're going to go out and spend some money, and they also have an enviable situation, guys. They got deep, deep trading material to get the back end of that starting rotation shoring up. You saw how many innings Hendricks and Hamill threw the last two starts. That will show you they need probably two more starters tail end of that rotation. If they get those two, assuming that they're going to have what I think they're going to have in Lester and Arrieta, I think they're going to be in pretty good shape in what amounts to be either a 3-5 or a 4-7.
You mentioned the Dodgers, the team the Mets vanquished before they took care of the Cubs pretty easily. Are you surprised at all that the Marlins are looking at Don Mattingly as possibly being their next manager?
No, and were I the Dodgers, I would ship him there. I like Don. I think Don's a terrific guy, but I think Don has shown conclusively that he can't get the Dodgers to where he has to get them. I think they've got the right guy, the right architect of the team there in Andrew Friedman. I think the Dodgers have a chance because they have more money than you know what to do with, and they haven't been able to seem to buy their way into a World Series or a winning effort in that respect. So I think Don has played it out. I think he's done a good job. I think he probably was the right guy to come in after Joe Torre. I think it's time to look on to the next guy, and were I the Dodgers, I would say to the Miami team, you know what, if you want Don, it's going to be a terrible loss for us, and we feel badly, but we will reluctantly let him go to you.
Now, this the year between Don Mattingly and Matt Williams, these were two of the most obvious had-to-go firings that I can remember in a long time for a guy you let get to the end of the season and a couple guys that melted down, that were just clearly in over their heads in all kinds of decisions, picked apart by analysts all year, every single decision. But between those two, boy, there's, you know, I wonder what that does to the trend that we had seen around baseball where it's, oh, you know, just find a player, maybe hadn't done it before, just put him in there and let him go. It might hurt a guy like Jason Varitek or Scott Servais or some of these guys. I'm wondering, because, you know, when you saw Matheny and Ventura and others, where this does this put the brakes or tap the brakes a little on that trend?
Well, I guess what I can tell you is this. Let's assume, and unfortunately, I'm probably going to go through this sooner than either of you two guys, but let's assume that we had to go through heart surgery. Would you like to have that guy who just came out of Harvard Med School, who maybe had done two surgeries, or maybe not any, but he was, everybody said, boy, this guy's got the best hands I've ever seen. He's got a chance to be one of the greatest surgeons ever. I want the guy that graduated in the middle of his class that's done 10,000 of these, because I can't show him anything that he hasn't seen before as far as the surgery is concerned. I want the guy with a lot of experience, the guy who knows what he's doing. And I'm not saying you should always go with the experienced guy, but I personally, if I have a team that's ready to win or I think is ready to win, I want a guy who's been through it before, who you're not going to be able to show anything to that he hasn't seen, who when he sees a player that acts up, he can grab him, take him into his office and explain to him how they do it at whatever it is, you know, wherever they happen to be. Not a guy who's going through it for the first time, who you assign maybe a pretty decent bench coach and you say, okay, you guys get it. I know you haven't seen anything before, but you were a terrific player. Boy, I'm telling you, you could really catch, or you could really play shortstop, or you could really play center field. I remember when you got that big hit in 62. Wow, you were terrific. You got that big hit in 2005. I remember that. Boy, you were a great player. Well, guess what? That doesn't translate to being a really good manager. Give me a guy with a little experience. He doesn't have to be, you know, an old guy who's been around through five different teams. But he has to be a guy who's gone through it before. And one thing I will almost guarantee you is Mike Rizzo in Washington is going to get an experienced manager this time, because he can't afford to go with inexperienced, because general managers get two hires.
One, they excuse. The second one, if it doesn't work, then you're gone. Mike Rizzo doesn't want to be gone. So I think that that's what happens. And for me, it was an alarming trait to see guys with no experience whatsoever. They turn over major league teams to them, and then they expect that this team is going to win, and they expect their manager to learn on the job. I could never understand that. I wouldn't want the guy that I had, if I had a billion-dollar investment, I'm going to turn it over to a guy who's going to learn on the job. That's not for me.
Well, here's another name that popped up today in correlation with the Seattle Mariners job, and that's assistant GM for the Angels, Scott Servais, who apparently, according to Ken Rosenthal, is a front runner for their managerial position, a guy that you were around in the mid-90s with the Cubs. What are your thoughts on Servais as a potential manager?
Look, I think Scott's been through it. I think he understands the front office. I think he understands a whole lot of things. Catchers, by and large, for whatever reason, seem to make better managers than most. There's a lot of people, by the way, who don't believe that Mike Matheny is a great manager. He came into a great system. As far as Scott Servais is concerned, I have no doubt that someday he would be a terrific manager. I'm sure that he's going to do everything that needs to be. He's a very likable fellow. I know him. I like him a lot. If I were Seattle and I decided that maybe that division might be a little too tough for me the next couple of years, then sure, I bring in Servais with a plan that perhaps in the third year he wins it. If I had to win it next year or in the next couple of years, I go back to what I said before. I don't want a guy with no experience learning on my team if I want to win. If I'm building for the future, well, I can build with a manager and he can build with those players that are going to win later. But it depends on the game plan of Seattle, and I don't know what that game plan is.
So Robin Ventura needs a new bench coach. I had heard the name Sandy Alomar Jr. floated as a possibility. They want a Spanish speaker because more teams are starting to think that that matters more than ever. I know the Cubs are aware of that, and they always want the same language guys. They like the Latin players hearing from the Latin coaches. Who do you think is going to be next to Robin Ventura next year?
Well, I certainly think that Sandy Alomar Jr. Is a great guy and a terrific candidate. He's been interviewed, as far as a manager is concerned, a whole lot of times. Unfortunately for Sandy, he's finished second to a whole lot of different people. Why that is, I don't know. I've never talked to him about baseball philosophy. I have no doubt that he really knows baseball very well. I understand the philosophy of having a Spanish-speaking coach. I'm not sure that you need a Spanish-speaking coach exactly in one of the more key positions on your coaching staff. You could have a Spanish-speaking, say third base coach or say first base coach. I mean, you could certainly do that. I think the bench coach should be there because he really understands how to manage. He understands what is going to happen on the field. And Sandy at this point probably does. I think if I had to say it would be one guy, Sandy would probably be the guy depending on his availability. And I don't know that. And usually a bench coach is a stepping stone for a manager somewhere down the road. And it could be, who knows what happens next year with the Sox. Maybe they're looking to make a kind of a dual hire, a guy who one will be there to help out and be there as a safety net to take over in case things don't work out very well. I don't know. I mean, I heard the name Raul Ibanez also. He doesn't qualify into a guy who's been on the field as a coach for a great length of time. He doesn't bring that kind of situation to the equation like Sandy Alomar does. But I would think Sandy would be a terrific name, one of the guys I'm sure they're considering. And one of the things that you guys have to realize is being in that locker room with all of these Spanish-speaking players and the Cuban players who came in, the White Sox have a lot of guys who can speak Spanish in that locker room. I mean, a lot of guys. At some point, they seem to have interpreters actually for the interpreters. So I do believe that they're not underrepresented as far as getting the message across to guys. Perhaps a player, especially a player who's accomplished what Sandy has and thought of as highly as Sandy has, maybe he's a little bit better at getting the message across. I don't know exactly, but I think that's probably what the Sox have in mind.
All right, as we let you go, Stoney, the Mets wait for the Blue Jays and the Royals winner. How do you think that finishes up, and what are you looking forward to for the World Series?
I think the worst thing that happened to the Blue Jays was they had a huge slump at the end of the year, which allowed them to relinquish their home field advantage. I think if the last two games happened to be played in Toronto, I would certainly like the Blue Jays. I think the fact that the last two games are in Kansas City and that bullpen they have, I think the Royals go to the World Series. Then the matchup is intriguing, but you got to love that Royals bullpen. Familia is awfully good for the Mets. I do love the Royals bullpen. However, the Mets starting four is awfully tough. I call it a coin flip, and it looks like to me, with the Royals having a home field advantage, I kind of like the home field advantage when you have a coin flip in a series.
Steve, great stuff today. Outstanding, and glad we got a chance to talk.
Hey, guys, take care. Have a good rest of the show, and I will talk to you somewhere down the road.
All right, Steve. Thanks, bud.
That is Steve Stone on fire today. Mm-hmm. That's great. It's like he hadn't talk to anyone.
Like he's just sitting in a room by himself.
Somewhere in the mountains
but,
in Arizona.
Know, after doing a full season in the booth, maybe he did.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to be around anyone.
All right.
Maybe he just didn't want to hear anyone talk.
Well, not that guy. The Boers and Bernstein Show. He's Matt Navaticola in for Boers. Tomorrow, Terry and I are at Fatty's in DeKalb.
It's home away from home.
We're back with our friends, and we're looking for a Jesus. Because we lost, we had DeKalb Jesus, and then in DeKalb, Jesus lost his job. We fired DeKalb Jesus.
So you're looking for Jesus.
And hired Jesus Jesus. Okay. So either or both Jesuses are possible, or we are open to the possibility of hiring a brand new Jesus. Because we are going to get to that. That's really why we're headed out there tomorrow. The Boers and Bernstein Show and The Score.
This is a Bears town, so we're bringing you the most complete coverage anywhere with our biggest and best team of Bears experts ever assembled. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm James Brown with the CBS Sports Minute. It's one of the NFC's marquee matchups, and it's on Thursday Night Football, the Seahawks and 49ers in San Francisco. Their first meeting of the season is the first in years without Jim Harbaugh in charge of the Niners, and it comes with the Seahawks not themselves, blowing a 17-point lead and losing in OT in Cincinnati, and then allowing Cam Newton to drive the Panthers down the field for a last-minute win Sunday. Jim Tomsula's Niners are coming off their best effort in weeks, especially offensively, with Colin Kaepernick throwing for 340 yards and two scores in Sunday's defeat of the Ravens. The mutual dislike is strong, and we'll see it prime time. It's the Seahawks and Niners on Thursday Night Football, 7:30 Eastern, with kickoff at 8:25 on CBS and NFL Network. I'm James Brown.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips for picking your Week 7 fantasy lineup. A lot of tight ends are priced right about the same, so you can really find value there if you pick the right guy. Take a look at Julius Thomas in Jacksonville. Had a very nice day this past week and could be picking up where he left off in Denver. Cam Newton has no real targets except for Greg Olsen, so he's going to continue to find his way into the end zone. As for some sleepers, Matt Ryan, Matty Ice, and maybe even his receiving pals Leonard Hankerson and Roddy White. They suffered their first loss and should come out swinging against a very weak Tennessee defense. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now, use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears Bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Two things I don't play about, my Eats and my Beats. And McDonald's, the top contender of flavor in all the foods you love, is mixing the two together. It's a 6th annual DJ Flavor Battle. The hottest DJs from across the country are chopping it up their way. So head over to flavorbattle.com to vote for your favorite DJ to win. They could be from your city. Go vote at flavorbattle.com now. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. Ends October 30th. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Official rules, how to enter, and prize details at flavorbattle.com.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Service. Tomorrow, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Fatty's Pub, 1312 West Lincoln Highway in DeKalb, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light, check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Scoreboard update.
With his team season over, Cubs team president Theo Epstein says he knows he wants to add starting pitching for next year.
I'm not sure what direction we're going to go yet. You know, free agent pitching is a necessary evil at times, and it's only evil because it's inherently risky, but it's necessary because you can make such an impact with your starting staff right away by fishing in those waters.
Epstein today saying that the need for position player talent isn't as urgent in the postmortem after the Cubs were eliminated from the postseason last night. Game 6 of the ALCS tomorrow. Royals lead the Blue Jays in the series 3-2. The winner takes on the Mets in the World Series Tuesday. Bears tackle Jeremiah Ratliff was cut today, and team security had to apparently escort Ratliff out of Hallis Hall yesterday after an argument with GM Ryan Pace. The Bears signed D-lineman Ziggy Hood. Corey Crawford will get the start in goal tonight for the Blackhawks. They host the Panthers at the United Center. And we've got Thursday night football here on The Score tonight. The Seahawks will take on the 49ers, and it all starts at 7 o'clock. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And Cars.com service and repair feature lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Chris, thank you. We are going to be talking to Lawrence Holmes in just a bit, and I'm going to try to carve out a little more time than usual for transition because I think Lawrence is an important resource in what I think is a big deal. And if you disagree with me, then you don't really quite understand the importance of having a press corps that's allowed to report what they see. Or if there's any, I just want to make sure in this, the Jeremiah Ratliff situation, that there wasn't any attempt, successful or otherwise, by the Bears to suppress reporters reporting. That we know what they did with their own. I understand when they're talking about the practices, remember?
Their own training camp where you couldn't tweet out what you saw and
take pictures of it, even though fans could.
And you couldn't talk to guys off the field unless right. You requested them the day before.
But that sucks, too, and that's wrong and stupid, too. But this is way worse.
Well, but you can't assume that until you know
right.
that
if,
even happened.
You're right. If it's right. The so case.
Right. The careful how you say
reporters
it.
Reporters saw it. Reporters saw that exchange, a heated exchange between Ratliff and Pace outside Halas Hall, right? That's right outside the press room.
Right. So then the next question was, why did not one person mention this anywhere? Or, unless it was and I'd missed it or you missed it. We all missed it. But why was it not mentioned anywhere?
Or did they, call your editor, call your boss, say, look, I just saw this. What should I do? That's when you involve a level above. But if the Bears went through and said, nobody say anything.
Right, and so then knowing how your process works in your brain, it's a legitimate thought to say, was something communicated to the reporting crew? Hey,
keep this under wraps.
We'll have more on this.
And if there is an ensuing transaction, then you can talk about it.
Yeah.
My ass. If you are there, you see something, I was always taught and told by my bosses that it was my job to say what I saw.
Yeah, and it's just a really bizarre situation. I think that was the word that Big Z used in his tweet, this the bizarre end to Jeremiah Ratliff with the Bears, and really is just a bizarre situation. And there's a couple tweets from our friend Peggy Kaczynski, just, talking about like the law enforcement being there, the police being there is a thing that really, that's a huge red flag for me.
That day,
Why were the police called? Because in my first thought is, right, who was threatened or whose safety were they concerned for?
Yeah.
What were they afraid of Ratliff coming back and doing? Right. Why were the police called?
Correct. Dan Wiederer called it precautionary.
Why?
For what?
Right.
You cut guys every
guys
day.
Guys are cut all the time.
Guys are cut every day.
Right.
When David Fales was cut, did they call the cops?
I mean, you can't tell me that the Lake Forest police are called every time the Bears cut a player. Right?
How did we not know that the Lake Forest police were called to Halas Hall because to take precaution due to an incident regarding a player being cut?
Right, because one thing, like in this situation, doing this as long as we have, I hate jumping to conclusions about things, but when there's no information given, it's hard not to. And when police are called because an NFL player is cut, and I'm going to venture a guess that happens every day with all teams in the NFL combined. It happens every day in the season. I mean, there's got to be a guy cut every day from a team. Are police notified every time a guy is cut?
No.
Can't be, right? So there was a reason why after Jeremiah Ratliff was released, the Lake Forest police were called.
Right, and my problem with that from a reporting standpoint is that's public information. When the actual police are called, this is not private security.
Yeah.
It's not their in-house people. This isn't the incident on the FBI gun range that one time. This is actually placing a call to the police. They didn't come on their own. Somebody called them. That call is public.
I mean, and you have security there, and if you feel the need as an organization to bring outside law enforcement, that's a real problem.
And we shouldn't be just finding out about it today. That's the problem that I have. that the Bears need to understand that that's enough. You've taken this thing too far. And I would hope that what you do is you get program directors and editors of whatever of publications together, news directors, and you go to the Bears and you say, we're not playing your games anymore.
Well, I mean, but before you do that, I mean, you find out if there was any involvement. I mean, you have to know that information first.
You think it's just coincidence?
I personally don't. Given what happened at training camp, a completely extremely different situations. I mean, different ends of the spectrum. But given what happened there and what they were willing to do and force upon their reporting crew, it wouldn't surprise me because it would be a remarkable coincidence.
And this is taking up my headspace right now. Right. And I think if I heard properly...
Headspace was an old website you designed.
I think I heard Steve Stone fire Robin Ventura.
I think I did. Or if he didn't fire him, he's going to be fired and Sandy Alomar should be there because he'd be a good replacement.
Yeah, like he kind of was kind of at least pushing him out
I don't know.
A little bit maybe, you know.
Yeah, there was a lot to process there.
Steve was just burning up today and I sensed this whole idea of the experienced guy and trying to win and if they might be a good hire in Alomar, just I don't know, just in case you want to make him manager.
Right.
Okay.
All right, hey, let's take a break. Yeah. Let's talk to Lawrence coming up next.
Yeah, we'll do that. You got the score.
Your weekend kicks off tonight with Thursday Night Football on CBS 2 and NFL Network. This time, it's the Seahawks taking on the 49ers for some primetime action. Who will come out on top? Football starts here tonight on CBS and the NFL Network.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Credit card debt. David is combining Jeff's mortgages and credit card debt into a new mortgage, paying all his closing costs, and reducing his payment over $1,500 a month. Great things happen when people talk. Jeff talked with David and is now saving over $18,000 a year. That's right, $18,000 a year. If you're in the market for a mortgage and you want to work with an honest, knowledgeable, and experienced local lender with the lowest rates and closing costs, stop procrastinating. Pick up the phone. Call David, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help you if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Tune in to Chicago's top-rated real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon and AM 890. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 191.86, pearlmortgage.com/license.
Two things I don't play about, my Eats and my Beats. And McDonald's, the top contender of flavor in all the foods you love, is mixing the two together. It's the 6th annual DJ Flavor Battle. The hottest DJs from across the country are chopping it up their way. So head over to FlavorBattle.com to vote for your favorite DJ to win. They could be from your city. Go vote at FlavorBattle.com now. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. Ends October 30th. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Official rules, how to enter, and prize details at FlavorBattle.com.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS. CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am unworthy.
Oh my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays, only CBS.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Grab a fan four-pack, four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn, starting at only $89. And we say Terry's favorite words in show business. Well, Lawrence, help us figure this out as we try to look at these permutations and timelines of just how you could have something like that happen at Halas Hall, and it takes 24 hours to find out.
I still have not had the chance to talk to anyone that was reporting up there yesterday. This is a guess with just the way that they handle things. It feels as if, and I don't know if these, if everyone saw it, it sounds like everyone saw it and they didn't report it because they didn't think it was a thing or didn't know it was a thing.
It's a thing.
Or if there was some sort of deal that was struck or some sort of embargo that was put in place by the Bears saying, guys, you can't report that because that's on our property. And unless it, I'm serious about this. And because, for example, that's the quid pro quo for watching practice. Even though the limited amount of practice, something happens at practice, you can't talk about it until they address it. You can then question John Fox or Ryan Pace, and then you can report
it. But you can't bring it up on your own outside of that happening.
Let's say you and I are watching practice, okay? And we see someone get injured. We can't say such and such got injured.
The police were called!
Wait, before we get more into this situation currently, did you know that the final practice before the final regular season game last year, that Jeremiah Ratliff was escorted out of the facility by Bears personnel because he caused a disturbance during practice?
No.
Okay, now that was reported too by Rich Campbell, who said, you know, in addition, this isn't the first time he's had a run-in with Bears authority figures because it happened last year at practice.
Well, it's not the first time.
He still started that final game of the season, but he was taken out of practice and removed by Bears personnel.
Well, it's not the first time that Jay Ratliff has had an issue with authority figures overall.
Jerry Jones.
It was described as volcanic.
Okay.
Had a volcanic interaction with Jerry Jones.
So why was that never mentioned last year?
Honestly,
it didn't seem like, in reading it, it didn't seem like it was new information to Rich Campbell. He just said, oh yeah, and by the way, last December got into a Trestman and he was escorted out of practice.
Maybe perhaps because the regime, it changed and it didn't matter. I don't know.
The best part about it, though, is he's kicked out of the last practice, still starts the final game, and he's named the team captain by Mark Trestman.
Well, that's all you need to know about Dr. Death.
I miss him.
I am fascinated on kind of what happened here, and I'm
yeah, I am too. Just I'm really working, curious to I'm, see how it goes.
I'm trying to work a couple of my sources on this because I'm going, what happened here? And a couple of sources in law enforcement to try and figure out what's going on, because once the police are called, there's a record,
right,
of so that
it's public,
and you can usually call and find out.
Have you ever seen the police called when the Bears released a player in the past?
No.
Oh, they had SWAT teams in there for David Fales.
Right.
That is not
black
standing.
Helicopters circling.
That's not standard operating procedure to, right.
It's the last thing the Bears would want to do is have something that's public record.
And as was you just say, it was Dan Durkin who said that it was done as a precautionary?
Dan Weider,
I'm sorry. Done as a precautionary measure?
I'm not sure what that even means.
Right.
I'm really not.
Because we don't have information, then you're left to speculate. The only reason you call police is because someone's safety is you're concerned about.
Right. Like, to me, the precautionary, I don't know. I mean, I like Dan a lot. So, I think he's a really good reporter. But saying that it's precautionary, that sounds like something they said, not something necessarily that Dan believes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I gotcha.
That sounds like the Bears. Oh, yeah, he's precautionary. For what?
Why? Is he going to come back and beat somebody up?
That's
right. What's the caution?
That's what it allows when you aren't transparent and you aren't honest. That's what it allows for everyone to do, to speculate what if what you're saying is true. And unfortunately, this group of people at Hallis Hall right now have a terrible record of the truth.
You're not being very transparent there, Lawrence. What are you saying?
I'm saying that they lie. That's what I'm saying, flat out. I'm saying that Ryan Pace lies. I'm saying that John Fox lies. That's what I'm saying.
If something happened where they tried to bully reporters or suppress reporting of something like this, this isn't putting in a reverse on a punt return.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't so showing some no-huddle formation they haven't shown before. This is an argument between a player and the general manager, not a coach, not a positional coach, the head of your entire football operation in full view that then necessitates the police being called, and it wasn't reported. Why
is there
not?
Is there a possibility that they were asked not to report it because Pace stepped out of line a bit?
I think anything is possible, but mm-hmm. I also think that, you know, there. Look, Dan and I have both done it. Maddie, you've done it on other beats. You trade favors,
right?
You know, occasionally you trade favors. I'm trying
what's
to figure out
trade?
What that's well, what I'm trying to figure out.
What's the quid pro quo for
maybe
an
it's
entire...
something down the road because it's not involved in this story.
Well, and it wasn't this story.
Right, I mean, not this story.
The Bears themselves sent out the email saying that Ratliff had been cut.
Nobody got the scoop.
Right.
But we're seeing NFL teams around the country kind of limit access, and the Bears are one of the worst.
Yeah, but
just talking to my friends around the country, they're one of the worst.
Yeah, but you know, even so, that's not worth. Look, who cares if you're scooping a story of a 34-year-old nose tackle being cut by a team that's going nowhere? There's no real news value there. That's outweighed by the responsibility that somebody has to say what's happening when the police are called.
I think that it's more than fair to wonder why the police were called,
mm-hmm.
why the story wasn't reported, what happened with Ryan Pace and Jeremiah Ratliff. Was this because he was cut, or did this necessitate him
being cut,
this interaction?
There's a lot of work that needs to be going on right now.
And a lot of people on the texting at 67011 have said the Jeremiah Ratliff thing from last year with Trestman came out after Trestman was fired. I hadn't heard it.
I haven't heard any of that.
I gave up interest in it, but I heard a lot about most of it,
but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Stuff like that does happen where you find out later on that there was this issue that went on but this was apparently, and again, I haven't talked to anyone up there that was reporting this. Apparently this was in plain sight.
Right.
From the way that it's now being discussed via Twitter, apparently this was in plain sight and people saw it.
Right. Yeah. Well, keep at it.
This shift change has been brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Grab a fan four-pack, four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn, starting at only $89. Our guests today were Ron Coomer, Matt Miller, Greg Gabriel, Zach Zaidman, Brian Billick, and Steve Stone. A lot of good stuff today.
Yeah, see, like, a guy here on the text says, you know, we always have deputies to stand by when there's a possibility of someone getting out of control. There's nothing unusual here. But that's just the point. It is unusual for the Bears when they cut a player to have to call the police. That's why it's unusual.
Yeah, that's the unusual part right. of it.
All right, we'll be listening, right. Lawrence. So I'll be listening to hear if you hear back from some of your people. I'm going to call mine, too. Wow, Maddie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for your calling, emailing, texting, and sexting and everything. Our producer's Rick Camp.
I don't believe it! Rick Camp!
Chris Tannehill.
There's some of the Baltimore Colts coaching staff. There he is with Ted Marcher Broda. He made $25 a week.
22 after taxes, he told us.
Mm-hmm. Today would be about 8.
Actually, he's completely wrong about that. He's 100% wrong. If you actually look at what has happened with income tax rates, that's just wrong. Sleep in your special pillow, numbnuts. And tomorrow we're going to be at Fatty's in DeKalb, looking for our Jesus, the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. Come join us out there and say hey. We will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
The greatest team of Bears experts ever assembled, and only on The Score. Featuring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley, Paul Barkish, Dave Wongstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zaidman, Jeff Joniak, and more. Every breaking Bears story, every practice, every game, and all Bears news in between. Let our team lead the way. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Two things I don't play about, my eats and my beats. And McDonald's, the top contender of flavor in all the foods you love, is mixing the two together. It's the 6th annual DJ Flavor Battle. The hottest DJs from across the country are chopping it up their way. So head over to FlavorBattle.com to vote for your favorite DJ to win. They could be from your city. Go vote at FlavorBattle.com now. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. Ends October 30th. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Official rules, how to enter, and prize details at FlavorBattle.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
Do you
owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?